Hey, Sean. This is Dan with Local Flash. What's cracking? Man, I just got off another call. This guy's trying to invest $50,000 a year in Google Guarantee. I'm like, dang, bro. He's trying to do $50,000 a year in Google Guarantee. I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, but the first step, man, I told him, like I tell all you guys, right, just start at the minimum budget, fill it out, see how it works, and then you're going to want to increase, you know? So, yeah.
He just signed up?
Yeah, he just signed up. Yeah, he just signed up too, man. Yes, sir.
That's good, bro.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. It's like the best kept secret right now too, because not all these companies know about Google Guarantee, so it's not like flooded like Angie Leads is or any of these other lead programs, you know, and it's better, you know, it's just a better program. He was using too the one you told me about. Man, it's on the tip of my tongue.
E-Local?
E-Local. He was using that one too. So I was able to tell him, like, hey, man, you could turn on certain categories, too. And he was like, oh, like, yeah. He did, man. Because I don't hear about E-Local too much, you know. You and him are some of the few that have told me about that one, you know. But, so the application, were you able to get that thing pulled up, though, or?
No, because I was on the phone with him, and I was trying to call my insurance company, but they closed, so I can pull it up now.
Yeah. It'll show you, too, an example. You probably already have the document, you know?
Okay. Let me see. You texted it to me?
Yeah, I texted it to you, but you have, like, a gang of texts, man, so let me send you one more, and this will be the one with the application.
Okay.
It's too hard.
You're probably like, dang, thank God for unlimited minutes or text, right?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah. Especially when you sign up, man, you just get flooded with all these texts and emails and stuff. I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's going to be, though, it's on number 8 is the insurance, and right below it, it'll say sample. And that's the document you need.
Okay. They do open tomorrow. Oh, let me see this document.
Yeah, I bet you have it, man. They probably sent it with your original policy.
Yeah.
Well, no, you cannot pay within months. You need my paper.
So for the license, don't be said, don't worry about that.
Don't worry about the license, yeah. So right there, you just put, I think they say to put N.A., like, non-applicable, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I do handle refrigerant and all of that stuff, and you need a license on, or either that or a certificate for it, but I do have that. If they ever say something, I'll just give it to them. Because they might say one day, when you do refrigeration, you need a license or stuff. But I do have information for that.
Yeah, if you want to load it on there, I mean, the more information, the better, right? So they just have it on hand. But if for your vertical, it doesn't require it, you know? And refrigeration is still on the subcategories. So you should be good.
So what about once I start doing the heat and AC, do that require it?
Let me check for you. Give me one quick second. I know it does. HVAC is like, we probably work with that industry the most for Google Guarantee, and I think every time I've seen it, it's required it. Yeah, it does. It requires a license check.
Okay.
And you don't have to redo the application fee. So if you add HVAC in the future, it's already included in the application fee that you submitted. So we can always get you good to go for that too.
Okay.
Yeah. So just a heads up on that one, you know.
I would have to do the application again for HVAC?
No, all we would do is submit the license for the HVAC, and if it requires, like, it shouldn't require a different insurance document. So your insurance should be good, but we'll have to resubmit the license. Your background check and all that, though, will be good to go, you know. You don't have to redo it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool, because, yeah, I'll be doing that soon. I already know how to do the work. It's just I'm trying to get the company I work for. They provide license and all that for us.
Right.
Hold on one second there.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Yeah. So they were.
Man, I wish you lived by me, man. I'm gonna this Saturday. I'm gonna fix my freaking washer myself. I'm getting,
oh, wow.
I'm getting like an OE code, you know. So.
The drain,
it's the pump, right? Yeah, it's the drain pump,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I already ordered the drain pump. It's like $30, man. And I got my little YouTube video, and I'm just gonna go for
just
it.
Follow that.
It looks easy though, you know. The only thing that sucks is I have the dryer stacked on the washer, so I gotta unstack the dryer, and then I gotta do all that to the washer. But whatever, you know.
Oh well, yeah, that's.
It'll probably take you like 20 minutes. It's gonna take me like the whole day, you know.
Oh, man.
But my wife, she was like, "Man, let's call an appliance guy," and I'm like, "Dude, it's gonna be like $300. Part's like $30. I'll just do it myself."
But no. Yeah, the pumps are easy.
Yeah, for sure. It looked pretty easy when I watched the video, you know. But I gotta take it all apart, man. Like, what the heck? You know.
What dishwasher do you have?
Oh, it's a washer. It's a washer. Like for clothes.
Oh, washing machine.
Yeah. And I'm getting the OE code, so it's not draining. We already, like, I cleaned out the tube in the back, you know, I cleaned out the filter and drained it, and what's happening is the motor's going, I hear it, but it sounds all jacked up, you know, like, so.
Hey, what brand washer?
It's a LG. Yeah, LG.
How did I know?
It's common, right? It always happens, from what I read, man, you know.
Yeah, the only thing, only part you might have a problem when you take the door boot off the gasket.
I saw that.
I don't think shit might be a little hard. You might need a special tool. You can try to do it. Just don't take that back gasket off. You definitely need a special tool to put that shit on.
Okay.
But the front gasket, you still might need it.
Okay.
You could try it.
I saw there was a tool on Amazon. I'll just order that bad boy right now.
Yeah, it's like, you know, make it red tools look like.
It looked like wires or something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you do need that. Okay. Because I saw it. There was one with it and one without it. I was like, man, I'll be fine without it, you know, but I'm going
to
order that.
To get the pump? And it was
like, one of them came with it, but I got the one that didn't. So I'm ordering that thing like literally right now.
There you go.
Is it coming tomorrow? It is. Cool. All
right. What the hell was that?
I'm glad I talked to you, man, because I would have been like, what the heck am I doing, bro, with this, you know? The guy in the video, though, he didn't use no tool. Like, I forget what he, but I'd rather have it, man. Better safe than sorry, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Make it a little easier.
Yeah, for sure.
You really need that tool for the back gasket, but the front can be a little hard. So I actually just did a pump on one of those machines recently, and I did a gasket. So it makes it a lot easier.
Right, and then if I tear the gasket, I got to get a new gasket, and so I ain't trying to do all that, you know?
mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure, man. Man, thank God I talked to you, Sean.
It's
getting here the same day now, too, so I'm like, cool. Motor's here tomorrow, so is that little tool, so I'm rolling, dude.
mm-hmm.
I'll let you know how it goes,
dude. Sometimes try to do it without it, but if you don't know how to do it, it really goes. Fuck your thumbs up. Your thumbs be hurting like hell, man.
Right. I'll just use the tool, man, for sure.
mm-hmm.
I knew exactly what you were talking about, though, because when I ordered the pump, it had one with that little thing, and, you know, I'm a cheapo, man. I'm like, I'll get it without it, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, because that, you take the top cover off, and that user interface with all the buttons and stuff, that come off.
Right.
The panel come off, but you're going to take the gasket, the door lock off, and make sure you take the two screws out, because if some people forget, then they smash it, then the whole door lock breaks.
Right.
And by the drain pump, it still might not come. There might be a screw or two down there. So when that drain pump compartment down on the left, just pull that down, see if any screw there. If it is, take it out. If not, pull that plastic piece out, that housing.
Okay.
And then behind it, another screw to take that off too.
Right. And then and then it comes out, and then I jimmy it back into the cover, right? And then hook it in. Bam, wire to wire. And then I'm basically working backwards now, right? Just getting it back all together.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me like 10 hours, man. You'll do it in like 30 of it, you know, if that.
Well, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy was pretty cool. He was asking me about my keywords, and he was telling me, I guess, taking away from 30, 45 days, you know, at max.
Right.
But the scan should be a week or two. All that should be fixed.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, you should see results faster, though, you know, because you already have the Google Business Profile. I see, you know, Birdseye already did a bunch of work. Like, you should see, you should see results a lot quicker, is what I'm assuming, you know? Yeah.
Okay. I just don't know how to upload shit to my Google Profile. I try to upload pictures. Manage my account. I never had to email them.
So we make it easy. So we have a tracking system that we provide for you. That's that username and password I sent you. And I know you got like the application to do and all this stuff. So whenever you're able to get to it, but when you go into the tracking system and you go to business info, you're able to attach new photos that you have, and those automatically load to all your directories we submit you to, including Google, you know?
Oh, well, it won't do it now, right, since I just signed up?
No, because they still got to connect your Google listing and all that stuff, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, but you can add it in there, and then what would happen is we would attach it manually once we activate it, you know?
So y'all need anything to access my Google profile?
Yeah, he should have sent you an email to add us as manager. So you still own it, we just manage it. Give me one second. Yeah, he did send you an email. So it's going to say important. Please add us to Google Business Profile. Can't miss it.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it gives you, like, step-by-step, like, exactly what to do to add us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do y'all want...
You still own it. We just manage it, you know?
Okay, that's cool. Now, can y'all manage my website?
Your website, okay. We actually can. So hold on. Give me one quick second. Okay. Let me pull up your content here. Okay. So we don't manage current content. Like, what they would want to do is completely revamp your site. Let me send you an example of a custom website design for appliance repair via text. That way you could check it out and just make sure you want to go that route. Now, the cool thing about our sites, we call them my sites, right? And a really cool feature about these things are in your tracking system, right? You'll have a section that says website editor, and you can literally make your own edits to the website that are done live, right? Or you could call in and we do them live over the phone with you, you know? But yes, we can completely revamp your site, and it's at no additional charge too. It's included actually in that application fee that you did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So do you want me to add that on for you? Or do you want to check it out first?
And that's to build a new website, right?
Yeah, it'll build a completely new website. Yes, sir. We can use your domain, though. So all we do, the same thing with the Google Business Profile, we walk you through how to add us on as manager to the domain. So you still own it. We just manage it. That way we write the content on it for you.
Okay. Yeah, because, see, I still do like my website.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I would just keep it as is then, you know, and because we don't manage, like, current content. On a site, like, they would want to revamp the whole website is what would happen. But it'd be similar to what you have now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like if you go, because I'm literally looking at it, like, yeah, it's a, because we use WordPress, you know? So it's a multi-page website. We have like a scheduling feature we can put on there even. Like, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Let me see something. So you sent me something with the what? Oh, Monte, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It should be the last text I sent you.
What are you happy? Okay.
That's just a demo mode, like, because I know yours is like blue, right? So how you see like the red there, we can make that blue. Like, it's all customizable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how do I get to the live dashboard?
Oh, the dashboard. Okay, so you should have an email that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. Okay, or I sent you a text. It will say you can log into your account at, and then it has a link. So all you have to do, you just type in my.localsplash.com, and that should take you to a username and password screen.
Okay. All right, hold on one second.
Yeah, take your time. We got nothing but time, brother. And we could do it like step, we could do the tracking system first, then I'll tell you, like, we could go through the app, you know. I think you just need that document, though, if you don't already have it, you know, for the app. And really, the order of things, like, that Google Guarantee application is really important. And then for that local SEO is adding us on as a manager to the Google Business Profile, you know?
Yeah.
Then we'll cross, at the end too, we'll cross the bridge about the website if you want us to create you one, or, you know, or we could just leave it as is. Completely up to you.
You go all over my sheet.
You do?
Highlight
it. Bad girl. So, I think I'm here, localsplash.com.
Yeah, but it's there, so you want to go to my.localsplash.com. So localsplash.com, but just a my dot in front of it.
Okay.
Then that should take you to a username password screen.
Okay, I see that.
Okay, so your username is just your phone number,
862-237-8572. Okay.
Okay. Your password, all lowercase letters, all one word, it's Map Bing. So M-A-P as in Paul, B as in boy, I-N-G.
You said M-A-P?
Yeah, M-A-P, like a map, like a treasure map, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Bing after that, B as in boy, I-N-G.
Okay.
You can change that, too, when you get in.
Right.
Yeah. When you log into, it might take you to the terms of experience. Just let me know what you're seeing there.
Okay. I'm not getting in.
You're not getting in? What's it saying?
Invalid credentials.
Invalid credentials. Okay. So on the phone number, no spaces. So it's just going to be the 10 digits. No, like, hyphens or anything like that. So it should just be 862-237-8572.
Okay, I have it.
All right. Now the password, it's going to be all lowercase letters. So no capitals. M as in Mary. A as in apple. P as in Paul. B as in bingo. I as in igloo. N as in Nancy. G as in go.
Okay, I thought you said ping, Matt Ping. You said
oh,
bing.
Oh, no, no. Bing. Yeah. Be like boy. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I got it. Walk on a local splash.
What's that?
Yeah, so when you have a my site with us, like where it says promoted URL, you'll have like below that it'll say web editor, and you're actually able to make your own like edits to your website. It's a cool feature we added, you know.
Oh,
Yeah. And then for Google Guarantee, where it says local leads, that'll show you, like, the calls you're getting from the Google Business Profile, too, after we connect it. But Google Guarantee will have its own section in leads that says paid leads. And it'll show you every lead that comes through, and it'll literally say next to it, you know, paid or unpaid. Which just means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll be able to get all that right from here now. Real quick, because the local, only thing I see what you're talking about, but I see local / term of experience.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought it'd take you to there because I didn't take you to that earlier. So on the terms of experience, that's just going to show you everything you're paying for in writing. Which is like everything I went over with you. Don't worry about where it says landing page or Google ads or Facebook ads, right? But everything else is included. So at the very bottom, it'll have you check a box certifying you're an authorized user on the card. And then it has you type your name in and hit confirm. And then that will take you to like your tracking system.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it would take you there first. I just wasn't sure.
So I have to type my name?
Yeah, you gotta type your name. And then there's a little box above the name too. If you don't check that, it won't like accept it. So you have to check that box too.
All right, so confirm. Okay, I just hit confirm.
Hello.
Connect with Google. Connect to your Google Business Profile.
Okay, so that part, that's going to be the, what do you call it? The instructions we sent you, you know? So you can click that connect if you want and go through it that way. Or you could just go through the email instructions, you know. Mm-hmm. Either way.
Now,
Oh my god. What's this?
Stop. I don't know if I did it. I don't know what you... Okay, I think I did it right. You'll be able to tell if I connected, y'all?
Let me see real fast. Client dashboard. No, still saying... hold on, let me go to the email instructions real quick. So what part are you on right now?
You know what? It's saying your Google profile is not verified now. But see, that's the problem I was having. Stop. Let me see.
Stop your eye. You can do that to me.
So there should be an email that we sent you that's titled important, please add us to your Google business profile. That'll give you that'll show you step by step how to add us.
Wait a minute. God, what did you do? Wait, you're gonna break it. Okay. What you do, Shani?
Because the terrible tool, she ain't even two yet.
I'm on the terrible 13s, man. he's a good kid, though. We just got accepted in that school I was telling you about, so he's good to go for that thing. Doesn't start till September, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The land of the whole backs out here, man. it was crazy, too. We had an interview with the school, and so my buddy, runs the real speed thing, and he was like, hey, man, you can't tell them you're doing it for sports. And we're really not, either. We're doing it for his maturity, but we tell him that. We're like, hey, man, don't mention this is for sports. The first question they ask him is, hey, tell us about yourself. He's all, I play sports, I play football, baseball, basketball. We're like, damn, man. but he got in, man. It was cool. We told him don't lie either, you know. So, yeah, but it'll be a cool little situation for him. It's crazy. He goes to school for 4 hours. They bus him to this place called Real Speed, and then he trains for 3 hours. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
For password. See, that's the dick bit. I don't know if you guys can fix that or not.
We can. You can't get into your Google page?
I can. So I could go to my... I have a Google account. But, I don't know. It's weird because remember I said they suspended my account? I was able to new one up. And I think they use my regular... Let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Stop.
Let me see.
Whoa!
14. Name. I'm scheduling you an appointment right now, too, just to make sure I book it in before somebody else takes it, okay? Just so they can get that. I know your time is 6:30, so I'm scheduling it for 6:30 on Tuesday, just in case we need that while you're getting in there. One sec, though. Sean Murray, let me put your email in here. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom.
I should be able to go to my business, my Google account, and then tell what they have it under, right?
Yes, but they're better with all that stuff, you know, so that's why I'm trying to schedule an appointment with them. So give me a second, that will help prepare for our meeting. Client is not able to get to his restaurant to add us as manager. Alright, here we go. Let me put the phone number. The same phone number, right? 862-237-8572?
Yeah, that's it.
Alright, awesome. Alright, so schedule events. So you should get an email calendar invite right now. So I scheduled it for Tuesday. That was the only time they had for 6:30, you know? What I can do, too, is I could put in for, let me actually, hold on, let me message somebody over there. Give me one quick sec.
They did add, and Bird, I was able to add it too.
Yeah, no, I know they can. I know they can, but that's like they're I don't know how to do that stuff. So give me one sec. Thursday. Buddy.
You happy, baby? You happy? Grandma gonna make you cocoa melon and cake for birthday. The safe apart.
Stop. Stop. You just fired me. I'm gonna get called in with the union for that.
3 months, Sean. You're golden.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I just messaged the supervisor on that side to see if I can get you somebody now, actually. One quick sec.
Okay.
He's typing.
What time do you get on today?
7. Yeah, 7 your time, 4 o'clock ours. He says they're all on the phones right now. Give me one sec. Yeah, that sucks, man. He said Tuesday.
Hold on, what?
Go ahead.
Oh, Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday at 6. Like, so for that time, Tuesday is the only appointment that is showing us to so they can just resolve that Google business profile portion, you know?
I mean, I might be 5:30, but if
I'll... Let me see. Let me open it up again here. So refresh. Da-da-da-da-da. Reload page. Here we go. All right. Schedule events. Bookmark. What is this thing, man?
Touch me all in my face.
He's very gassy, the baby. It must have been the yogurt.
Okay, so they're booked. So I could put it in for the next available to call you, right? But the only, like, to schedule an actual appointment for
Tuesday.
That tech side, it's Tuesday at 7:30 is, like, the soonest appointment, you know?
Yeah, we can do that.
You want to do that instead of the 6:30 p.m.?
Yeah.
So this would be 10:30 a.m. your time. Is that good?
Oh, 10:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. But how long would that be on the phone?
Yeah, probably like 30 minutes, but they're going to walk you through it too, right? So, That's why I was thinking 6:30 would be better. What I can do is I can push, so I can just submit for client needs contact too. And what will happen is the first available agent will call you on Monday, right? But I still have your appointment scheduled for Tuesday too. Does that work for you? Let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that, man. So I got you Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., but I'm going to put in for client needs contact, and that way it just goes to the first available agent. We're at the end of the day today, so you won't get a call by today, I'm assuming. It's going to be Monday, you know? But let's say when they call, it's not a good time for you. At least you still have the Tuesday 6:30 appointment scheduled, you know? Needs help. Adding us managers.
Bye-bye.
How's the baby?
Okay. So that's done. So we'll put the Google business profile thing on the back burner for now. Tracking system, you're good, right? You're in there and everything.
But to see how to track it, I wasn't able to see that part.
Oh, well, the thing is, there's going to be nothing in there currently because they're still creating everything for you. but what will happen is, like, when you click on, like, local leads, right, it's going to show you all the phone calls that are coming through, even SMSs, website visits. That's where all your Google Guarantee leads will be as well. You know, you have, like, on there, too, like, a review section where you can request new reviews. Any review that's left for you, you can respond to it from that section. And then business info, too, you're able to add, like, new photos, et cetera, on there. But you're going to see everything's kind of blank right now because they're still putting everything together for you, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. And, yeah, I might be able to even figure that thing out, too.
If you figure it out, gravy, you know, but if not, at least you have a call that will be coming on Monday, and if that time doesn't work for you when they call, you have a 6:30 schedule too. So either way, you're golden. Yeah. The application, though, for Google Guarantee, do you have that on hand? How's that looking?
Yeah, I can, I have that on hand.
Okay, so that's really, like, the key thing with the Google Guarantee program is getting that bad boy submitted, okay? That way it doesn't prolong your application process, you know? So let me circle back to you to the website. Do you want them to create you on my site?
And then I'll have to delete my website.
Well, there's two options, right? So we could either create you a my site using a totally different domain, right? But you probably have that domain, like, on your you know, cards and all that good stuff. Or we could walk you through how to add us on as manager to the domain to create the site for you on that same domain. But either way, we could create one for you, and it's included in that $250 fee that you paid. You know.
Okay, but y'all just can't do nothing with what I already have.
No, they don't manage what you already have, correct.
I wonder why, but is it, like, too much work?
Well, what it is because we have our own, like, web template and WordPress to, like, get you the best optimization for the keywords we're targeting, right? So they want to use all that stuff, but... Like the demo mode one I showed you is similar to what you have now. If you want, we could just write all the content onto a separate domain, right? And, you know, let's say you love it. You're like, hey, let's rock with that. Then we could just switch it over to your domain. Does that sound good?
Yeah, so everything will look just like the website I already have?
It, from what I saw, it looks really similar, man, because we're using WordPress too. The multi-page site. One thing you don't have right now is that SSL certificate, which is actually important. So that will be on it. It's that little lock at the top, you know? So it looked really similar to what you have now, from what I could see.
So you're saying they could do it, and if I don't like it, just decline it?
Yeah. So what I'm saying is we could do it on a different domain, right? So we won't touch your domain you currently have. So we'll write it on a totally different domain, And if you like it and you want to rock with that, we'll just switch it over to your domain, all the content.
Okay.
Okay. So can't lose. You know what I'm saying? So hold on. Let me add that to your product. It's, what do you call it? It's no additional charge, too. Okay? So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me put my site. Hold on. Where's it at? Right. Zero monthly. Zero. Okay, updates. Alright, so my site included now. Website call. Okay. It must be on a separate domain. So I put that into, so what's going to happen is you're going to get a call from our website development team too. Hold on. Let me put this in vision request to other, please create my site for the client using different domain. Okay, bam. My site is included. All right. And I was real clear with them, too. I told them to put it on a totally separate domain, right? They'll check the domain with you, like, hey, are you cool with this, you know? But what is it called? They'll create a my site, and I think you're going to love it, man. Especially, like, the feature where you're able to, like, edit it on your own or, you know, like, there's a lot of flexibility with what you could do on these things. So they're going to write it on a separate domain, and if you like it, we could just transfer it over to your other domain.
That's for me.
Okay.
Okay.
But now, thanks for them. I know, like, some companies, appreciate it.
No problem.
Like, some companies, if you leave, like, which I know I'm not going to leave, I'm just saying, like, some if you leave the company, you lose the website. Would that happen?
Okay, so we have two options for that, okay? But here's the recommendation I'm going to give to you. Never leave. Just pause your leads, right? Like, that's all you have to do. You could pause your pro package. You could pause your leads. But I'm sure you're not going to want to leave. But if you were, like, let's say you were to cancel altogether, okay, you could either pay $49 a month for hosting, okay, or a $99 buyout for the site, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so you won't want to leave, though. But if you're, like, flooded with work or something, you know, all you do is you just pause your leads. Super simple. Everything still stays active, you know?
Okay.
All right. All right, so... Only homework for you, right? Try to get that application submitted so that's all good to go, right? And then if you can figure out the Google Business Profile, awesome. If not, I have a technician calling you Monday, and I have a set appointment for you on Tuesday at 6:30, okay?
Okay.
All right.
A technician calling Monday
for the website, too. Yeah. Yeah, and they can handle both, actually, in that same call. But I already put the order for them to already even start on the site. Usually it takes 7 to 14 days for them to finish it.
And you told them to make it kind of identical to what I have? They could tweak it, but, you know.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
No, it'll be really similar, man. It looks like whoever did your site, they use WordPress, too. Like, it's a similar website from what I could see, you know.
Now, what about the one you sent me? What is that, WordPress or no?
That's WordPress, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a template, though, right? So it's not going to look the exact same as yours. But the finished product will, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they can do, like, live imaging and all of that?
No, for sure. We can even do scheduling on there where people can, like, schedule appointments on the website itself.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Lady that does our website, like, the main person, her name's Celine, and she's amazing, man. She was like an Olympic water polo athlete too. Like she's just a cool chick, man. And she's really good with the sites, you know. She has like a team, but she's the main person that like handles all those, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That's good, man.
All right. So, yeah, just over the weekend, if you could, just try to get that app done, you know, and then Monday they'll call regarding the, you know, the Google Business Profile and then also the website. And if you're busy, no worries. We have a scheduled appointment on Tuesday for you, too. Okay?
Okay. Yep. I appreciate it.
All right. You know, man. We say that again?
I'll let you know, too, when everything's done with the Google My Business.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And especially that application, that way I could push it to our Google Guarantee team. Because this is something new where because what was happening is we'd schedule an appointment for Google Guarantee and schedule an appointment for the regular client interview, and people were just like, man, like, that's, like, can't you just do it in one? So we bundled it into the same one, right? But I want you to definitely let me know when that Google Guarantee app's done, and they'll get notified too. On their side, because they'll receive the app directly, but definitely text me, call me, let me know. That way I could push it to Perry, Ivan, Kyle, so they could get on top of that one. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Sean. You're the man. You have a great weekend, okay? Talk to you next week.
You too.
All right, sir.
All right, brother. All right.
Likewise. Bye.
Okay. Bye.